You done, Bubbush?
Yeah, you're done.
All right. Welcome to well-being.
Don't let them tell you you need to change. Just because you're feeling a little strange.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Theo. I'm a director, I'm an editor, and I'm an artist.
And I'm Andy, a writer, director, and producer.
Yeah, and not joining us this week just because things did not align. It's been a crazy ass week. Is Josh. So he'll be taking a little sabbatical for the week and be back next week. So, yeah. So it's just Andy and I. I guess we should just jump into things. I'm going to start with your spark of inspiration.
Yeah, it was a whole weekend, a week long of inspiration that I'm still writing from last week's inspiration of WrestleMania season. Mania happened Saturday, Sunday. It was fantastic. Night one was okay, but the ending of night two was great. It was just all around, just freaking fantastic. Cody won. I don't think it's a spoiler now because everyone has social media probably and seen it all over the place. I was just super happy and pumped for the whole weekend. It was someone's birthday, and we had some friends over, hung out with them. I think all in all, it was a good time for the weekend of just being. Having some difficulties leading into the weekend, but I think coming out of it kind of together and all that shit was really good.
Yeah. I feel that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see night one of WrestleMania, which was a shit ton of fun.
Yeah.
Especially the last match, I'd say.
That was just... Yeah, also good when you watch it with people. Like, I was watching it with Theo and Josh, and it was just a fucking great time sitting down watching it.
Yeah, and then night two, I only caught right when, I think we tuned in right when Cena came in.
That's a good time.
Yeah. We were like, oh, shit, and then all the cameos that fucking happened there within.
Yeah, I was expecting Austin. I heard rumors it was supposed to be him. But Undertaker was already there, I imagine, because he inducted Muhammad Ali into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, I guess if Taker's there. Taker's not bad, but I would really like to hear some glass shatter for Austin to come out.
I know, man. That would have been too dope.
Yeah. I would like to see The Rock get a stunner and see how he sells it.
Yeah, that was some great shit.
But yeah, it was good. Monday was great to watch it. Then the rest of the week of just leading up to what's going to happen next for the WWE. And then the said draft is coming up in a couple months to shake things up. And interested to see if Cody's going to introduce a new title belt to like do a whole new era. So a lot of cool things coming up for wrestling.
Yeah. Fucking stay tuned to wrestling, I guess.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We'll see where it takes us next and have a fun ride while doing it. I'm excited for it to see where it changes to without Vince McMahon and this new whole era of Triple H, which I know he's trying not to. I also feel like it should just be called the fun era. Because it looks like everyone's legitimately having fun from the announcer to Zander Irvine just having so much emotion on just doing announcing her like that W likes playing her reaction on things and her being choked up when Cody won was just great. And then they played the video of it and you get to see her get choked up. Michael Cole being choked up, him having a good time. Pat McAfee is always a fucking crazy good time. So yeah. I was like, this is just the fun era. Everyone seems like they're having fun here.
Yeah, so join wrestling for the fun era.
Yeah, it's the fun era.
Yeah, my inspiration this week is I'm going to go Last of Us Part 2 Remastered. That shit's still been in my purview. I'm like probably top of everything that I've been playing. It's been there. I took a little bit of a brief sabbatical from it because I was just like upset at the main camp. Not upset. I was just wasn't ready for some of the feels that they were throwing out at me.
Yeah.
So I took a brief break, but luckily there's like this, I talked about it last week, but like a roguelite mode where you just go through levels and encounters and shit and destroy some stuff. Other than that, I got some comic books and some books. I got a lot of books and a lot of comics that I'm going to be working on right now, or reading, I should say. Nice. Working on. I'm not doing comics.
You're working on reading them.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't want people to be like, oh, Theo's working on comics.
Yeah, they can.
True. They could get hyped about it.
Yeah.
And then maybe
we had a series we were kicking around.
Yeah.
And then another thing came out and made it very similar.
And we're like, okay.
Yep. I was like, I'll wait till that ends. And when they need a new version of that, our version could come out.
But yeah, so that's what I've been kicking around this week. Yeah. Cause this it was a long weekend.
Yeah, we had some unfortunate news. So it's just not put a damper, but I guess made us more appreciate being together in person.
Yeah.
And to enjoy the time we're all together. So it was, I don't know, emotional or like
there's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Just I don't know, just hug the ones that you're close to and just, you know, always make sure you tell the ones that you have in your life that you love them, because you never know.
Yeah, for sure. Especially since last week we talked about holding grudges and all that. So, I mean, if you don't have those grudges, please reach out to those people, because you never know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I probably still won't, because I could hold a grudge, but for those...
more forgiving
people and more of a human being than I am, please reach out for that. Yeah. And then I guess is also this month is Autism Awareness Month.
Oh yeah, April.
Yeah, I saw something online about it, or something. I forget where.
Yeah, autism awareness. So
be out there, aware.
We see you.
Yeah. Be that missing puzzle piece. Are they still doing that? I haven't seen them as much as I used to.
Well, there was a whole thing against, what is it, Autism Speaks or whatever, you know, the people we did walks for. Because yeah. I guess they're more about finding a quote unquote cure.
Oh, and then finding ways to cope and
live
with it.
Yeah.
Being the civilization and not is not a curable thing. It's
So they were kind of had some backlash and stuff, but I'm sure they're still going strong.
Oh yeah. Well, be aware. We see you.
Yeah.
And enjoy your month.
Yeah. A whole month of it.
So be extra autism-y. I think.
Yeah.
Or that's be extra how it you.
Just be you.
Yeah. It's your month. Do you.
Well, let's take our sparks of inspiration. Let's talk some mental health. I don't think we're going to be diving into we've been working out of the shadow work workbook.
Yeah.
And that's been a pretty fun ride, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. I've been enjoying it so far.
Let's just do some mental health check-ins.
Okay. Let's see. I'm still going to therapy. I recently had to change my day So instead of Thursdays, it's now Wednesday at 6:30, which I'm not that fond of being that late. Because on Thursdays, I have to go in person to work now for some events. So it's a little difficult to do it in the car.
Yeah.
Before I leave, and I just want to stay in the parking lot for an extra hour where I could just already be hitting that traffic. Because no matter how long I wait, it's just going to just be traffic. So it'll take me instead of 2 hours, 3 hours to get home. Or if I'm on my way, I have to like pull over somewhere like on the way to like from Pasadena. So, like
that's usually find some weird parking spot.
Or some like community homes I'm just parked in front of to do my session. The other time I was like at a baseball park.
Therapy.
Like a bunch of people were parking there because it was empty. And then like around my time session started, a bunch of like
little kids
were coming up parents and people trying to find parking spots. And I just took one of the spots. Because I was like, oh, the side of this park is pretty nice. I can enjoy just a nice little park in Monrovia and just do my session. And just tons of just parents and kids and wagons just all over the place. And I was just like trying not to get distracted by it. So I had to move it. And then she told me that I think in a couple of weeks or so, my time with her is ending because I think it's the program I have to do the insurance. You only allotted so many sessions.
Oh, okay.
So since I did it last year, I'm hoping this is a new year where I could do another group. Plus, I felt like I was already kind of outgrowing her. I just need a little bit more intense with it. Or she was a good, like, training wheels into it. She was very thoughtful, a lot of good things she told me, and then, like, some stuff she gave us to view and all that. So, and for reading materials, I think she was great, but I think I just need a little more intense with it. So yeah, so after that I'll probably look in, call the insurance, see what else I have.
Yeah,
that I think Maggie's charging. I think whenever her school year starts or ends, I think whenever the new programs roll around, she's gonna just apply or get Kaiser and just do the Kaiser route.
Kaiser's pretty nice. I like so, Kaiser.
But I told her, I was like, I prefer Kaiser because it's just like one-stop shop for everything.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes their customer service is not the best, but I'd rather go to an actual hospital than, like, to a clinic or to another, then to get referred to a hospital or only certain hospitals within my, like, zip code. Or if Kaiser, I could just pretty much go to any Kaiser. If I get hurt in L.A. or something, I could go to Kaiser from home. I could just go to Kaiser here, and there's, like, two big ones between us anyway. So I'd prefer there.
Yeah, there's the two big ones and there's a small one.
Yeah.
In Rancho.
And there's also a small one right by me that does a lot of blood work. And like do if like, not urgent care, but like you could do some appointments there.
Oh, cool.
But I could do a lot of blood work there. It's like down the street next to the Arby's. So it's not far.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm hoping that we'll do that. And then get into enroll into Kaiser.
Well, starting that, okay, so let's Mary Poppins this bitch and like, what do you want in a psychiatrist or therapist?
I guess one that's probably more has more experience, seeing if like people are on this adult like diagnosis of adult being on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't really have that expertise under her belt. Hers is just more communication and building like relationships and all that, and not so much on that area of to help me diagnose if I am on it or not. Just to see where I'm at medically and like, how that is for me. So that's the biggest thing I'm looking for. If someone to help me to see if I am, if I am on the spectrum, and if I am, how to help me live in it or live in the world with it and deal with certain things that I see to, okay. and how it, I should process it better than I am doing now.
Yeah.
So I think I just need someone with that, has that under, that specialty, or at least has something on it, has done studies or stuff. I know when I, the thing I have, the app kind of gives you a little bio of those people, that the therapist that's on. I think it's Rula Network now, or Rula.
Yeah.
It used to be Path, but they just got bought out. And their interface sucks.
Can't,
of course. I hate it so much. it is so hard just to get on a fucking Zoom call. They make it more difficult than it used to be. Where it's easy to just click on a link and you're on. Now you have to like log in, sign in, do all this other shit, put the passcode, and then log in.
Jesus.
I was like, I don't have time for this. I was like...
Yeah, the only annoying thing I have to do is a TPI, which is like essentially just a wellness check or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they sent me a wellness check. I sometimes do it, but I was like, yeah, it's fine.
My therapist was really relying on it, so.
I was doing it, and then I realized she was just making sessions on that, and I was like, no, let's talk about other stuff.
Like, I have other things that I want to talk about, and you're not addressing them.
Yeah, I was like, I don't drink a lot. I'm not depressed. Let's go. Let's move on. I always feel like those are the bigger things they want to go.
Yeah.
Like, how often you drink, which was, I think, this weekend. I did for Mania. But even then, I had, like, 2 drinks most of the nights. And then haven't drank, like, before that for, like, weeks just because...
Yeah,
I'm more like,
yeah, I don't really drink as much anymore.
Just for parties?
Yeah.
Like, I'll have, like, a Jack and Coke or rum and Coke or something. But other than that, I don't feel like the need or urge to drink when I come home from work or log off of work or playing Helldivers. I'm fine just not doing that. Normally after work, I just make some black tea and have that as, like, to have my brain as a transition from being at work, home life, to now just regular life.
Home.
Yeah, just being at home and create that work-life balance. Like, if I have my tea, no notifications, work is off limits, unless it's something major, call me. But if not, if it's an email or a Slack notification, I won't read it till the morning.
Nope, ain't about that.
Yeah, I just don't want to drive and waste gas because it's so fucking pricey.
Yeah.
Just to go around the block or something. So I was like, I just need something that I'm bringing home as a transitional thing from work to home. So I've been making black coffee for like a couple months now.
That's
as
good.
My drink.
You can try like an evening stroll.
I could do that.
Just go around the block once.
Take the dogs out.
Yeah.
Usually by then, though, I'm cooking dinner.
Oh.
So I'll try like that. I use that also as my mellow time. Like, either put something on or I'll... If wrestling is on, I'll put wrestling on in the background and cook. If not, I'll put on whatever podcast I need to catch up on and have that in the background and then just start kind of cooking and having my black tea while cooking and enjoying that. Because I do enjoy cooking at home and I don't much, I don't enjoy leftovers, but I enjoy cooking at home and eating it at the time. And then the time the next day comes, I'm over it.
Like, I'm not going to eat this again. I need something new.
Yeah, I need something different. I'll just have a tuna sandwich. So, yeah, I've been dealing with that. Nothing too major. Like, I think weeks ago she diagnosed me with some, like, avoidance issue, disorder, or attachment avoidance, or some attachment thing. But even then... She didn't really give me much material.
Yeah, I remember we didn't go into that. And then she was just like, nope, I have no further information, but you are this.
Yeah, you gotta research it. And I was like, I don't know how to research it. I was like, you're sending me down a wrong path if you let me research it.
Let's see if we can research it ourselves. Do you remember what it was called?
Something avoidance. I can't remember which pocket I have my phone in. It's in my box.
Yeah, it's not even in your pocket. It's completely...
I think it was avoidance or attachment avoidance.
Yeah, avoidant attachment.
Avoidant
attachment. That's what I wrote down, yeah.
Avoidant attachment refers to a style of attachment characterized by a person's tendency to avoid emotional closeness and intimacy in relationships. People with avoidant attachment may have difficulty trusting others, struggle with emotional expression or vulnerability, and may prefer independence and self-reliance. This attachment style often develops as a coping mechanism in response to inconsistent or unavailable caregiving during childhood.
Yeah, and that's pretty good about it. I think she nailed it, but I don't know like how to handle it. But like being a latchkey kid, I felt like I could hang out with friends when I had the chance to, or if not, I'm fine as also being at home, finding things to kind of occupy my time.
I think it's just being aware of how it manifests in your relationships and stuff like that. You know, I think sometimes in relationship moments or if you are coming off how you're not meant to come off, sometimes you can stop yourself or look back and go like, okay, what's really going on here? And then be like, oh, it's that. And sometimes, you know, you can course trajectory, you know, change your course, or you can stay on that same course and decide, you know, like, no, that's just who I am and people need to get used to it. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I can say for you know these sort of like things is, you know, it's acknowledging them that they're there, that they exist, and that we know that we have them, and when you have a proper therapist, they'll be able to kind of walk you through and actually get you through what all that means.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things too. Other than seeing if they can help me diagnose or not, is also like tell them that that's what my last therapist told me I had, and then see if they have any way, or at least by then hopefully they'll have time for the next session to recommend like a video or worksheet or just ways to realize it and then work through it.
Yeah,
to get through it, because I know Maggie thinks I'm weird at times where I just could go to the movies on my own. And she's like, I always don't have that type of independence. I was like, I don't know. It's a movie. Like, I try not to talk too much around them. So now if I'm just by myself, I just watch it. And if something I really want to watch, I'll just go watch it on my own. I was like, I have the movie pass, the AMC StubHub. So I can just go when I want. And it's so cheaper because it's just me.
Yeah. That's true.
So I was like, I don't mind going, just like I seen Dune by myself because I was like, yeah, I'm bored. I don't have to do. And I keep staying late at work, so I'll just go watch Dune.
Yeah, you know, it's also a place of comfortability, like, you know, with yourself, which is, you know, the promising side that you should look at it as. And then, yeah, I don't know. Only you would know the downsides of it all. Only you would be the one that sees it and experiences it, and or, you know, through what others experience through you.
Yeah, I find it normal, but I know Maggie doesn't. She sees it as being odd about being too independent like that. I was like, I don't know. I'll tell you that. I just was a latchkey kid. I just went to places when I wanted, left when I wanted. Like, my mom, I was like, we lived here in the IE. My mom worked in LA. So she wouldn't get home to like 7, 8. And then she went back to school.
Independence.
So she would like not even show up till like midnight. And it was just me and my sister my uncle, but then he took off usually like by 4 or 5 p.m. to go to work overnight. And he wouldn't narc on me anyway if I left earlier or whatnot.
Yeah.
Because he didn't care. Like, I think I got 14, 15. He just let me take his car to go pick up lunch. He's like, here, go. I was like, all right.
I'm like, oh, well, I guess this is happening.
So I just drove around the city. I mean, it's a small town. So, like, only like 5 or 6 drive-thrus.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of just Winter Schnitzel, Del Taco, McDonald's. It was like the furthest I gone from my house to somewhere. But yeah, I don't know. I never found it odd as Maggie did.
Yeah, but I think where people see the detachment of it is because of that independence, they feel like maybe, or what they could feel like and what they could see from that is a lack of needing them.
Yeah, I know Maggie feels that way because she asked what she could do. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, you either come with me to the movies or not. Like, I don't know. Like, I was like, I work from home by myself. This is me and the dogs. During the pandemic, I was kind of like left alone because everyone else was working still and I was home. So I was like, I got really good at just being alone and being independent on my own to do my own thing. So I just, like, I never needed people. I just could do other stuff with or without them. It's fine. Like, I like hanging out with people. I like people, but also at the time I was like, okay, cool. You guys are busy. I'm cool. I'll do my own thing and we'll catch you later. Mm-hmm. Like, no harm, no foul, no hard feelings from anyone. Like, I'm completely cool with that. So I know it affects her. So I have to find ways to cope with it and see how I can make it not affect her as much for it. Yeah. You know. And also, she asked me what my love language is, and I have no idea. Yeah, she does that a lot. So I was like, I don't know. I keep forgetting to check tests. I have to do it on my phone or not through my work laptop.
Yeah, you gotta just look up love languages. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, and kinda figure it out just to see. Because I was like, again, I was like, I don't know if it's the avoidance thing or just not being attached to people or just attachment. Just like,
my name is cool. People want to know what your love language is. You gotta figure out your love language.
I know, I gotta do it. And then I was like, do I ask my therapist that? Like, I don't know if it's a therapist problem or issue or a thing. Or there's always like, just look it up, just Google and just take a test or something. I was like, is there an official therapy one? Do you recommend one?
No, I think really
an official person did.
I don't think there is like enough, like, I don't know. There was someone wrote a book on it and you can do the book. The book has like tests and stuff like that, or you can just even look it up because there's more boiled ones down online.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, if you want to go legit, look up the love language book. I'm sure that it's like the most popular book on Amazon because it was really there for a hot minute, to the fact like my mom was even like, you guys got to figure out your love languages. And I can't remember what mine is. Is it
the 5 love languages?
Yeah, that's it.
By Gary Chapman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on Audible for $5.
Oh, check if it's on Spotify. You have premium.
Yeah, but you're the head of the account on it, so I don't
get it. Oh, so you don't get those perks. Oh, fucking right.
Whoever the head of the account is on
fucking right.
That's the problem with sharing the family plan is they found a way. I was like, oh, I have premium. Cool. And I downloaded a bunch or like saved it and I made like a whole thing. Yeah. And then
it's like,
nope. Yeah, it was also blacked out or grayed, or like the option where you can't click on it. And then I looked into it and it was like only whoever is the head of the account could get access to it. And I was like, son of a bitch.
That's Spotify, so like, that's so fucked.
I was so happy. And then I was like, I just don't want to pay for an Audible or my own premium Spotify. I already paid for so many other services.
All right. So, yeah. So my quick little mental health update is my therapist wants to do every other week now. So that's kind of a good sign, you know. Yeah. Like, it's weird, you know. I feel like, do I need every week?
Well, your sessions are the weekends. So it's like at least you get every other weekend back to you to spend. Which I had, for the first month I had it on Saturdays, like 10 a.m. Those were like the worst.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good on Saturday. I know this one I have is on a Saturday. It's weird. We can plan out so far ahead, and then she'll give me a day, and then she'll be like, oh, no, I can't do that day. And like I'm like, dude, just fucking like give me some consistency here.
Yeah.
Like a little bit more consistency.
Saturdays are not ideal. I was like, I feel like that's my me time. I know mental health like is a check-in to help you and me, but I was like, I just feel like it's a Monday through Friday thing. Like,
yeah. Let me just get it through, you know, when I'm like in work mode or whatever, and I can kind of.
Yeah, I was like, I just logged off work. All this stuff is fresh. Like, I don't want to wake up. If I want to sleep in, I'll be able to sleep in. Or I was like, I do a lot of errands with my family and stuff on weekends. So I was like, I just would prefer not doing that on Saturdays.
Yeah. So 13th will be, I haven't seen her since a week and a half, almost 2 weeks now. So it'll be 2 weeks on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I can tell her about whatever the hell I want to tell her about.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like mentally I've been in a much better place. Like there's still a lot of scares and stuff like that going around. But like ever since Atreus was born, things have like not physically calmed down, but mentally have calmed down. Like there's there's a nice air going on.
Well, I think it's just because this lean up to the birth of not knowing and just the anticipation was probably stressing you out.
And yeah.
Now he's here and it's just one relief of that and now another thing later, but.
Yeah. You know what? Excuse me. I really hope that I can nail down like a full-time editing thing or full-time whatever the hell. Like that's what I need right now, because
it's hard out there still. Like I was hoping quarter two would have more things, but it's still really fucking slow.
It still sucks.
It's hard. Like even the company I'm at is just really difficult to find or get anything. Like all our editors are in India. We outsource that now. Like we have no internal, I think I have like one or two staffed editors to kind of like build a template for whatever thing we need to edit. And that's it. And that's for the whole company and all the departments we have. That's all.
Yeah. That India outsourcing is, a lot of people are on that.
Yeah.
Because
it, I mean, I don't enjoy it either because I feel like it takes away that bond you have with the editor and just the relationship building with it. Like, it feels very impersonal. Just like, oh, here you go. And then thanks. Do those edits.
Here's product.
Yeah. Like, doesn't feel.
It's not as special. It takes away, I don't know, it's a, you know, not to disparage their editing skills or anything like that, but it's at the end of the day, like they're seeing it just as a mere commodity.
Well,
you know, and
yeah, those editing factories are just like what Japan has them, right? Is that what they're doing too with a lot of their anime people, like outsourcing it and causing some bigger ruckus over there?
I don't know.
That's what our brother told me. He lives on the internet. He also could be full of shit. I don't know. I believe half the things he says. He's just an internet kid. He's like, we were 4chan kids, but he's just like, I read on Reddit this and this and that. And I was like, stop. Please do your own research.
Like, yeah, please make sure
we fell for it. We were 4chan. But then again, we did things for lols.
Yeah.
They want to do things for like, we're the smartest kids. We're the smartest person, blah, blah, blah. I know things. Like, we just want to make fun of things.
Yeah, we were the ironic generation or yeah. I don't know what you would call it.
I was like, we were 4chan. We don't care being the most right with things. We just want to be the funniest person to say something. And then we've done our job.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother thing too, is like generational changes and shit like that. You know, it's weird.
Yeah. Like my brother doesn't want to drive. That still drives me insane.
Yeah. Axel doesn't want to drive.
He's just like, why do I want to drive? I was like, so you could go places, have friends outside of playing video games. Like, it's just like the outsourcing thing. It's like, it's just, they're friends, but they don't feel like real friends when you're just online with people, like all over the place. Like,
Axel's down to go places, but he wants public transportation to be available to do that. And I'm like, bro, there is public transportation, but you got to like work for it a bit.
Yeah. Like, you have to make sure you
we're not LA, or we're not
we don't have like a quick metro thing to jump to unless you go to another city. But just to get through our area, you pretty much need to either Uber or to walk somewhere far for a bus stop.
Yeah.
And then make sure you get on the right bus. But I was like, I just hate being beholden to other people and other things. I was like, that's when I was able to finally get my license on car.
You're like, fuck yeah, I'm Audi 9000. This is my own realm.
Yep, I was like, I get to play what I want to play, put whatever stickers I want on my car. And then now I don't like stickers at all on my car. Now I like it nice and pristine and just
freak.
Tinted and blacked out.
Like people to know the shit I'm into.
Yeah.
I go, I'm into this shit. You don't know what it is. You might know what it is. If you do, cool. Then we can be friends.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Yeah, now I was like, I have a license plate. You know, I like the Lakers.
And that's it. That's all you're getting.
That's people. All you got. Other than that, I'm in a black SUV with blacked out and black tint. but yeah, I don't get it. I don't get this generation of kids. It's that boomer part of us. Like, I was like, enjoy your independence. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing that like, I just don't get is like the need to stay in. Or maybe, you know, we just have the rarities in our sort of purview and that's all we're seeing. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I always felt like we had it best in our time. It's like, if school's early, go get lunch with your friends, cause trouble.
Yeah.
Go do something. Yeah. Like, go to the bowling alley, do something, have fun, go to the park.
Go someplace you haven't been.
Yeah. And just do something. Or even just hanging out at the fucking mall.
Yeah. Well, malls are dead.
Now they are, yeah. But we have like a big one, the outlet out here. And the Mills.
Yeah, Mills is still, you know, like it's kind of busy. I haven't been to Montclair Plaza.
That one's still just fucking dead. It's just ghost town. Other than the AMC, there's really nothing else.
Oh, man.
Going on. That's the place I love going because it's a lot quieter than the Mills AMC.
And not as shitty as the Victoria Gardens AMC. I don't like the Victoria Gardens AMC.
Because they don't have the nice recliners. It's the old school stadium seating. Like Ontario has it, I just hate their parking and
dealing with their crowds.
Yeah, and they don't have a little table. Montclair has a nice little table for that.
Man,
but yeah, I've been talking to other friends too that have like kid siblings like around Axel and Nias's age. Also, no care to drive. Just no, there's like someone will give us a ride somewhere, like. No, eventually that's going to get tired. Like, no one will help you out. You just have to get your car.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to get Axel, like, on public transportation. Just be like, all right, this is how it works. And then there you go.
here's the schedule, here's the app to follow it and get there.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's my little brief. That's a brief little mental health corner.
Yeah.
And the slash rant. Yeah.
With these damn kids and the internet.
Damn kids and their TikTok and their risen. They're risen in the suns.
They won't even get that joke anymore. So then we have to read that.
Axel did it for drama. When I listened to an audio. Really? Yeah.
That's
I
was good. Like, wow. Doing that.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know where education's at right now.
Yeah.
I'm too old. And I don't have to care. That's the best thing about it. I don't have to go back to high school.
No, we need to start all over again.
Yeah.
Enjoy new meth, bitch.
Oh, my God. I just hope he's... Hopefully he'll get both Chess of our
brain on that part.
Our intelligence, both of ours. Chess has the math brain. I got the English, but the everything else, yeah. Whatever the art literature brain. Well, she's got the art too. So
yeah, both have the art.
Yeah,
but you have more of the writing and the English.
Yeah,
for writing and scripting and all that.
So hopefully it gets both our brain, and then he's just unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you could collab with both of your styles of art, that'd be insane.
He'd be the juggernaut, bitch.
Australian?
No. Juggernaut wasn't really Australian.
No, that was just Vinnie Jones.
That was just, yeah. And Vinnie Jones isn't Australian. He's English, isn't he?
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's English.
Because Snatch.
Yeah. Good for he's in that world. And The Gentleman, which I just started.
Which one?
The Gentleman. It's supposed to be the spinoff of the Guy Ritchie movie, Gentleman, with like, no, maybe it was Brad Pitt, but like Henry Golding and
like the rest of the Guy Ritchie. Smoking, that his sort of crime world.
Yeah. But now it's on Netflix for like 8 episodes. It's supposed to be like a continuation from where I guess that might have left off or something. I never watched it, but Maggie started watching it and she got me into the first episode.
So he's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Vinny Jones is in that shit.
Yeah, he's in that.
Hell yeah.
He has it with hair. Very weird.
He has what?
He has hair.
Oh.
I'm used to seeing him more being bald or balding.
A little bit more baldish. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I would have to watch the first movie to see. I'd have to see who's streaming.
They're fun. Lock, Stock, Snatch.
Yeah, the Guy Ritchie verse.
Yeah.
I forget who else is supposed to be in it. A bunch of people. This guy Richie, he has a lot of fucking people.
Yeah, he does. Especially now, he's way expanded. So
yeah, and has like the one of the voice actors from Castlevania in it.
Oh,
I forgot the guy's name. But my brother likes it because he loved Castlevania.
So your brother's in the gangster show too?
Yeah, just because of anime. Theo James. He was in the Divergent stuff, which I never saw. Oh, and he's also Hector in Castlevania. Wow. So if that means something to you guys, watch Gentleman.
That's a glowing recommendation.
Yeah. Maggie's never seen any Guy Ritchie film, so she does understand the editing and the way he tells a story of like someone else telling the story back from the beginning.
Yeah.
Kind of like that recap. I was like, it's like Sherlock Holmes. He also did the Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. It's very similar to that. So she's like, oh yeah, he does. It's like, I like when some of these scenes are slow motion. I was like, he does that too.
Yeah, he likes that. he likes the intense slow motion.
Yeah, the intense slow motion. And then the wrap up of what kind of giving you what you should know, like the exposition wrap up. Like he's good at that. Where it's someone telling a story of a story.
Yeah. You guys should watch, check out Snatch if you haven't seen it.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I heard Brad Pitt in it.
He's great. All right. Well, world building. Yeah. Anything we want to touch on for that?
No. I feel like we're going in a good place with it.
Yeah.
And tidying up. So hopefully we'll find a DM soon.
Yeah, if you're a DM or you know a DM who's down, let us know. We'd love to chat with them. You know, maybe even throw some buku bucks their way. Yeah.
If not, pizza and credit.
Yeah, pizza and credit.
The film school route.
Yeah, that too.
You want some pizza and credit?
Hell yeah. So just let us know. You can hit us up at wellbeing.podcast@outlook.com. Also, I want to thank Effective for doing our music. Just doing dope. I'm doing a project with him right now. And excited about what I heard today. And I'll announce that more when I have more information on that. But yeah, you can check out Effective on SoundCloud and Spotify, AFFEKTIV. Andy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Threads at r.andrewsandoval.
And you can find me Sundays on twitch.tv/TheoRipper at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm there just streaming and doing some art and having a general good time with some great music. And then you can also find me on Instagram and Threads at Theo_Ripper. All right. Peace out, Folios.
Thanks for listening and be well. I had to get them all in. That's for you, Josh.
Just 'cause you're feeling a little strange.